Hello and welcome to Bite Size Baseball. New season and a new podcast name. I'll be breaking down the most interesting storylines from opening weekend after this. It was a rough start for the Astros as they were swept by the Yankees at home in their four-game opening series. It's the first time since 2011 that they've started the season 0-4. That year, they finished with 106 losses, the first of three straight 100-loss seasons and last-place finishes in MLB. Out of the eight previous times Houston began their season 0-4, they only made the playoffs once, and that was the 1981 season, which was shortened by a player's strike. While I don't think the Astros will sink to that level that they were in the early 2010s, their formerly iron-tight grip on the AL West has been shaken by the reigning World Series champion Rangers. Houston has made seven straight American League Championship Series, but with an aging lineup and stronger competition, I don't see Astros going back to the ALCS this season. While Houston had a disappointing start, the Tigers have impressed, going 4-0 across opening weekend. Highlighted by phenomenal pitching, Detroit swept the White Sox and took the first game of their series against the Mets. Opening day starter Tarik Skubal went six shutout innings, allowing just three base runners in his first appearance of the year. Last season, Skubal finished in the 96th percentile for both strikeout rate and walk rate, and the 100th percentile for expected ERA, according to Baseball Savant. Expect him to be a contender for the AL Cy Young this year. New signing Jack Flaherty also performed, striking out seven and giving up one run over six innings of work. In the continually weak AL Central, the Tigers have their closest shot at the playoffs this season since the departure of Justin Verlander in 2017. More on some notable player performances after this. Anthony Volpe entered his rookie campaign last year as the Yankees' top prospect and the fifth in MLB. Needless to say, it was disappointing when he finished the season with a 209 batting average and 81 OPS plus, meaning he was about 20% worse than the average hitter. He still earned a gold glove for his outstanding defensive work at shortstop, but that was overshadowed by his abysmal offensive performance. Although he's only played four games in 2024, he had a great opening weekend, going 8-for-14 with three doubles and a homer against the previously mentioned Astros. The Yankees seem to have confidence in him, as he still played 159 games last year and have offered no one as a potential replacement. Someone who disappointed not just this weekend, but in recent years, is Chris Bryant. After signing a seven-year, $182 million contract with Colorado in 2022, Bryant hasn't even played a full season's worth of games over 2 years. He's dealt with numerous injuries recently, and even when he's played, he's been below average. He only has 15 home runs as a Rocky, despite their hitter-friendly ballpark and having played in 126 games. This opening weekend, he went 0-for-14, striking out 8 times. The Rockies certainly aren't going to be good this year, but they're going to have to deal with Bryant's contract for many years to come. Thank you for listening to today's episode. It was written and produced by me, Cam Weld. Thank you to Sports Reference and Baseball Savant for providing statistics. Be on the lookout for upcoming episodes, and I'll see you in the next one.